We're doing Dov's Minute, and we were learning the laws of Kiddush Levana. So why do we mention King David in Kiddush Levana? The reason is that the words David, Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayam, have the numerical value of Rosh Chodesh. So we say it just like we say Hallelu Kel Bekodesho, because Hallelu Kel Bekodesho three times alludes to the 12 months of the year. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Our sages say that King David never slept 60 breaths. He never tasted the taste of death, so to speak. He never had any sleep. So David Melech Yisrael, we say his life is eternal. David represents eternal life. Our sages say that the Davidic dynasty was like the moon, that the moon after 15 days starts waning, starts waxing. Which one is it? One gets smaller.
That's waning.
So too the Davidic dynasty was compared to the moon, and after 15 kings, they lost their kingdom. In the days of Tzidkiyo, they started losing like the moon. They started going down. And just like the moon takes 15 days till it seems to disappear completely and then it starts afresh, so too after the Davidic dynasty seems to be completely wiped out, it's going to come back. Just like the moon keeps on being built and broken, so too this nation and the Davidic dynasty, we keep on having golden eras and then this is almost disappearing. We keep going from near annihilation to golden eras. We go back and forth. That's our history. And that's also the history of the Davidic dynasty until we have an eternal building. And that's with the Davidic throne that's going to come. So when we look at the moon, we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, our king, David, he's eternal. Even though the moon just seems to have disappeared, look at how it's starting afresh. So to we, the Jewish people, and so to our king, David, they're eternal and they're still going to come and be eternal.